The Palestinian city of Ramallah has been under Israeli siege for almost 2 weeks, and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat remains isolated in his compound there. The curfew in Ramallah was lifted today for a few hours to allow residents to stock up on food. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah.
Within minutes of the curfew being lifted, Manara Square, the center of downtown, is crowded with cars and thousands of people. All around are the signs of the Israeli offensive of the past 2 weeks. Glass from storefronts crunches underfoot, and street signs and electricity poles have been uprooted. A giant billboard of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has been spray-painted with insults in Hebrew. Residents crowd the shops, stocking up on bread, vegetables, and even a few luxuries. One woman bought 15 candy bars, saying her children had been begging her for chocolate for days. Today was only the third time the curfew has been lifted in 2 weeks, and residents seemed relieved just to be outside. A few dozen women held an impromptu demonstration. Within 20 minutes, some of the youth start throwing stones at Israeli tanks at one end of the square. The soldiers respond. Tear gas fills the square as pedestrians run away, many coughing and choking. Many Ramallah residents have had face-to-face encounters with Israeli soldiers. Ihsan Turkiya, an actress, says dozens of Israeli soldiers burst into her building on a rainy morning 9 days ago. They crowded the three families in the building into her ground floor apartment. She says it was humiliating.
If you want to go to the bathroom, we have to ask them for a permit. And the soldier is following us. Here, you can go to the bathroom, and there is a soldier back to the door. Imagine.
The soldier's target was the apartment upstairs, empty at the time.
They blow up the door. It was closed. And I told them there is nobody here. But they blow it up. See the damage? See? They shoot the walls.
The apartment door is a blackened hulk of metal. The wall inside is pocked with bullet holes. The rooms have been ransacked, a closet turned on its side, clothes strewn all over. Plaster from broken walls covers the floor. Even in buildings the Israeli soldiers haven't visited, Palestinians are scared. Ali and Rabiha Rayan moved their two young children from a room with an outside wall to an inner room, further from possible tank fire. Their children have been cooped up for days. They practice their math by counting tanks. Rabiha says she tries to shield her 7-year-old daughter Lilian from reality. She doesn't let her watch the news, and she tells her the Israeli soldiers don't kill people. I tell them that if the soldiers come, they will wreck the house and break things, but it doesn't matter, she says. The important thing is you will be all right, she tells them. Lilian listens, but looks doubtful. Her mother whispers that the 7-year-old has started to bite her nails compulsively. Rabiha's husband Ali is the director of Palestinian television in Ramallah. He moved back to the West Bank from Tunisia in 1994, soon after the start of the Oslo peace process. Ali became an advocate of Israeli-Palestinian coexistence, organizing a joint TV show with an Israeli network. But today, Ali says, the furthest thing from his mind is coexistence.
Don't ask me now about this, because I forget everything about this. Okay. Because everything is broken. Our thoughts is broken. Our mind is broken. Everything is changed.
Palestinians in Ramallah are known for being educated and cosmopolitan. Many here say they had Israeli friends. Eventually, they say, Israelis and Palestinians have to find a way to live together. But first, they say, the Israeli tanks must pull out. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.